The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, yeah, little Jimmy right now to get you fired up. We are fired up. We are great. This is the United States of America. It's always been great, and the best is yet to come, baby. AM 970, The Answer with Joe. Love this. You can feel it. You see that? This is the Hendrix music. If you're angry, you put this on, it kind of eases it all out. No? Am I right? Good thing he wasn't doing drugs. Chop it down with the edge of my hand. Can you hear these lyrics? Help me with these lyrics coming up, Frank. I'll pick up all the pieces and make an island. Raise a little sand. I'm looking at Frank. One of the joys of being on the radio, thank you, Matt, is looking to Frank when Jimi Hendrix plays or Bruce Springsteen plays and ask him to translate the music. It's not a good shot that you're going to translate it.
It's great music, but I could not have made out the words.
I have to learn the words to that song, Frankie, because apparently Michael and I are going to play. We're going to the Drift House, David Berg's fine establishment in Seabright.
I might come down there.
I talked to my buddy Barry Habib, 707 with Piscopo. Barry did Rock of Ages, by the way. He's a great musician in his own right. He goes, come to my house. We have a studio. I will get musicians, and then we'll put a band together and go to the Drift House. I'm back in my rock and roll days,
That's
Frankie.
Cool.
The
That's
band
cool.
is getting back together,
it.
Baby.
I love it.
Except I just got to learn the words.
No, just mumble something that sounds like that.
I could just fake it, you mean?
Yeah, like you do with Springsteen. No one can understand the Springsteen lyrics.
No, I understand, Bruce. You have to be from Jersey. You have to be from Jersey to hear it. Is okay. Otherwise. Otherwise, you need a translator. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're fired up, man. After what Andrew Cuomo says, and we'll play that for you in a second, he just said America's not great. It was a flippant remark, and the president is all over the governor. And Frankie made it. We were just at the coffee machine, and Frankie and I were just talking. And Frankie made a good point that this really exemplifies the Democratic Party. This is exactly what the Democratic Party has become. And if you're a Democrat, maybe a hashtag walk away. Maybe it is time to walk away. I'm just saying. I did. No one cares. But I did, a couple years ago, because this is what I mean. You go, America was never good. That flippant off the cuff remark is what it was yesterday that the governor, he was pandering, of course, to some gals there, and he's pandering because he's going into a debate with Cynthia Nixon, and she's just about communist, And so, but this is the base. This is the initiative of the party. Like, I don't see anybody putting together a plan to rescue the children of Chicago, a Democrat. I don't see anybody outside the White House is planning something, and you will hear about that. And I only know because I talked to the folks on the inside. They actually are addressing the issue of the stressed areas throughout America. Isn't that as a Democrat, I always thought those are the people that help the less fortunate, the Democrats. They could care less. They just want to enable everybody now. They've gone from not helping, enabling, and creating an absolute mess, the far left of the Democratic Party, into a progressive socialist stance that is really very akin to communism. And this is what they're making excuses for it. And yet everybody is just in absolute disarray in what was these strong Democratic, these strongholds of the Democratic Party in the inner cities of the United States. And now you could see in some of these ethnic groups the numbers are coming up in polls where they support President Trump. So and listen, I don't want to say we're pro-Trump or anti-Trump. We're just pro-America. We just want what's best for the country. Don't tell me that this country is not great. And by the way, when John Brennan, former CIA guy, opens his mouth and calls this president treasonous. Now, follow me on this, if you'd be so kind, because I know when you listen that you're savvy enough to get some of the textured things that we kind of delve into. When they say you go into the weeds, we do go into the weeds a little bit on this show, only because you understand that. And John Brennan, head of the CIA, when he sees Donald Trump with Vladimir Putin, and then that was all orchestrated. They went after the 12 Russians, remember? And they said the Russians were here, the army intelligence officers that quote-unquote meddled into the election. You saw that coming, that a question was going to be put forth at a press conference. You saw that coming days before there was the Putin-Trump press conference. You knew that was coming. That was all a setup. I'm sorry. They set it up. The AP reporter stands up. And I told you, I watched that in slow motion, and I said to myself, I might have said it out loud. I was watching with my mom. I said, don't do it, Mr. President, because I knew President Trump was going to say, next question, go ahead, yeah, and the AP, boom. You knew the question. What about meddling? As soon as you use the word meddling, Donald Trump takes it personal, and he goes, I won the election. It was all mine. It was me. Don't tell me that anybody made me not win, and then it was off and running. And at that point, you wish the president, and those of us even support the president, wish he would have just said, okay, next question, just put that aside. But it's all orchestrated. When then John Brennan, at that point, because of that little personal take on everything in that press conference, calls the president of the United States, your president, my president, no matter what you are, what religion, what race, what creed, what Democratic affiliation, Republican affiliation, independent, whatever you are, our president. Brennan says he is treasonous. Use the word treasonous. I am glad that President Trump pulled that guy's security clearance, because Brennan is trying to hide something, in my opinion. He's trying to hide it. And it's something with Russia, because don't forget that deep state was strong and rolling. And that was a runaway train, man, under Barack Obama. And they wanted Hillary in bad because they could keep that deep state going. And Donald Trump, something called Trump came in. You know, and they go, oh, you're not going to be able to weather the storm, Mr. President Trump. And President Trump says, no, I am the storm. And he comes in and he stops it. And Brennan gets scared. And that's why he was saying all those derogatory comments. Something more than that. There's something up here that and I think it was right that they pulled the security clearance of John Brennan. But let me know. You let me know. You have the best ideas. 877-970-2999. Jersey Joe fired up this morning. Just it's inexcusable what's going on. And we'll get into it in a big way. Let me go to Trevor in Brooklyn, because we appreciate you calling. Trevor, what's on your mind this morning? And a good morning to you.
My question is about what the governor has said and your response to it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, when exactly was America great, and who was it great for?
Okay, I can tell you right now, and thank you for asking. During the Second World War, and I went over this in the 6 o'clock hour, and I'm sorry you weren't listening, when we went in and we helped Europe. If we did not enter the Second World War, and we were what we were? We were America. We were America. And we went and we saved England, and we saved France. And we saved the people of Germany that did not want to be under Adolf Hitler. And we saved the people who killed 6 million Jews. We saved the world. We saved the world. Now, and then, you want me to keep going, Trevor? I'll go again. We go to Japan, the devastating, the atrocities that Japan put forth on America and other countries, and including China. We went in and we took out Japan. We took out the viciousness of the Japan military in the Second World War. And what did we do? We gave back their sovereignty, to quote General MacArthur. We gave back their sovereignty. If we weren't there in the European theater, in the Pacific theater, if we weren't there, this country would be, excuse my expression, a hellhole. It would be under the age. Don't you think that Hitler and Japan would have been at war? We saved the world, and I make no apologies for that. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. So that's when we were great. We were great when my grandparents came here, and they accepted my grandparents, who came from another country, and my grandparents became citizens, learned the language, learned the laws of the United States, wanted to become Americans. They allowed a better life rather than the poverty that was rampant throughout Italy during that time when my grandparents came over here. And America gave them a great life. That's when America was great. Do you want me to go on, Trevor? We're always great. Don't tell me the country's not great. And if there's a problem, if there's a was there racial injustice? Yes, toward Italian Americans. They interned Italian Americans during the Second World War. They interned Japanese Americans during the Second World War. We didn't whine about it, complain about it. Oh, look how bad we got it. Hey, you know what? Show up. Show up and go to work. You know, pull up your bootstraps and stop whining and complaining and become American. Oh, my God. We're pandering to everybody. And if we made mistakes as a nation towards certain people, got it. Guilty. But I'll tell you what my grandparents never got. They never got reparations. They never got, oh, gosh, we're sorry we did that to you. Here's some entitlement programs. You know why? Because my grandparents wouldn't have taken that entitlement program. They were too proud to take any entitlement program. They just worked harder. They put up with the prejudice. But they put their nose to the grindstone, and it became the foundation of the United States of America. And that's when we were great. Do you tell me? I got a better question for you, Mr. Trevor. You tell me when America wasn't great. Get me started on that. So tired of hearing about it. 7:15 with Piscopo in the morning. Let me go to Mario. Mario, I think I'm more fired up than you this morning. What's on your mind, brother?
Joey, I just want to give it to you real quick and follow what I'm saying. I went to a symposium with General Colin Powell. He told us a story with his question and answer thing. I made a donation to the Boys Club, the boy here in New York. He gave us a thing. He was the third most powerful man in the country under George Bush. And I forgot the vice president. I forget. Anyway, the minute he was not the Secretary of State, when he opted to go with Condoleezza Rice. He had to go immediately to the White House, Joe. Follow me on this. And this is the story he told. I swear to God, he had to turn in all his security, his cards, the codes, everything.
Are you talking about Andrew Cuomo, Mario? Right? Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Andrew.
Who are you
Cuomo.
Talking
I'm
about?
Talking about this guy Brennan with the security. That stuff should all have been turned in.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I got where you're going. Yeah, day. I hear you. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Thank you, Mario. It's true. Why did Brennan have the security that he had? And I tell you why. Because there's other people that come into the United States intel community, and they got to be like briefed by the guy that was there previously. Correct? Gina Haspel doesn't need any help. The gal that's the head of the CIA now, and she's got Mike Pompeo there. You know, so I don't know why Brennan even had the security clearance. And this is just more of a slap in the face, I think, to Brennan more than anybody else. And it also, the mainstream media was right in one regard. This was a distraction by the President of the United States because we were tired of hearing about Omarosa. Omarosa. Oh, my gosh. How many times do we have to hear about Omarosa? The President, one tweet, boom. She's off the headlines. So that's the mainstream media might have been right in that regard. But you can't keep a guy. There was something. There's a reason that Brennan was so obsessed with putting down this president. It was beyond personal. And I think, and Frankie, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 717 would show. And you're welcome to call 877-970-2999. There's something that Brennan was trying to hide. It says he looks like he's trying to hide something. Like he had the alliance with the Russians.
I don't know about that, but if John Brennan, even long before yesterday, has had very little credibility with me. John Brennan is someone who, when he was a counterterrorism advisor in 2011, basically committed perjury. He swore to Congress.
Yes.
That scores of drone strikes abroad had not killed a single non-combatant at a time when both the president and the CIA were both receiving many reports of civilian collateral deaths. And yet Brennan had no problem swearing to tell the truth before Congress and lying. Then in 2014, this time as head of the CIA, he emphatically lied that the CIA had not illegally accessed the computers of U.S. Senate staffers who were then exploring a CIA role in torturing detainees. And we know that was a lie. So keep in mind what this guy did. While he was head of the CIA, there was torture going on, okay?
He presided
over torture and then lied to Congress about it after lying to them about drone strikes killing civilians. Then His pattern of lying under oath continues after he leaves government service. Now, he testifies in May of last year when Trey Gowdy asked him whether he knew who had whether he knew about the Steele dossier and whether the Steele dossier had, in fact, led to the Russia investigation. And he completely lied about that.
Thank you.
So, I mean, we shouldn't talk about why he has a national security clearance. We should talk about why he hasn't been indicted for perjury.
Yeah, that's a great point, Frankie. Appreciate that very much. Frankie, Five Boroughs on fire as well. Piscopo in the morning. Joe Borelli's going to join us momentarily. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999. I may not agree with you, but you do have the airwaves. They are here for you. And Joe Borelli's a councilman, minority whip of the New York City Council, and you don't want to miss what Mr. Borelli has to say about Governor Cuomo. 20 after 7 o'clock with Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs. And Matt is in for Al Gattulo. And Celia, great French toast this morning, my dear. Thank you. Celia's been very – I don't know how you got it, but you got to get the guy. Whoever you talked to today, that's the guy. Did he speak English, at least the guy? He could – see, that's the problem. You got somebody to speak English. They burned the French toast for me. Thank you for that, my dear. I'm just being facetious. Sorry about that. 20 after 7, Debbie's on the roads for you. Good morning, Deb. Well, sometimes they don't understand the language, and God bless them. I mean, it's like my grandfather did not either, but the French toast always comes in soggy. I can't stand soggy French toast.
Right, I know. Oh. You're crispy, right?
Yeah, burn it, baby. You know, right through and through, because I don't want to.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, kid. How you doing, Debbie, this morning?
I'm doing great. But the French toast, is it, is it okay? I mean, are you going to have it?
Best I've had. Best I've had. I'll save it for later, even.
Awesome.
It's the little things, Deb, you know?
You know, it's important. You want to have a nice breakfast. You want to really enjoy it, you know?
Please, please.
Makes a difference, you know? Get your day off to a good start.
Do you breakfast? Do you have to eat early when you're up early? You don't have
breakfast. I have a boiled egg, usually, and just toast, you know? I'm kind of, just try to be healthy. Yeah, I know.
Just minimal, like my dad would have. Yeah, he'd have the soft-boiled egg.
Yeah.
I remember that back in the day. Hey, Debbie, it's 7:21. Here it is. Summer's still holding on.
Yeah, it is.
But school's starting in certain areas. So does that mean traffic picks up along the way?
Well, it's picking up because we have a couple of incidents out here to deal with this morning. Good morning to you, Joe, Frank, Matt, Celia, everybody. Let's take it out to the westbound BQE. You're slowing down into Meeker Morgan. The problem here is a disabled vehicle. It's kind of busy on the Grand Central Parkway West at Francis Lewis Boulevard. Accident on the shoulder. Hoyt Avenue at 31st Street out by the RFK Bridge. That's an ongoing accident investigation. Looks like the 7 train, normal service resuming on the 7. Inbound side of the GWB 10, Lincoln 20, Holland still about 40 minutes heading into town, and 84 West getting out toward exit 21, a collision brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high in the low 90s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $70 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details at driveafirestone.com.
Michael Medved explains how important holding the House is for the GOP.
It's one more reason to vote against the Democrats, to vote for Republicans and to keep the House of Representatives in Republican hands. It's important because otherwise we're going to go through this unbelievably divisive, pointless, fruitless, misguided exercise called impeachment. It would be a disaster for the country.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Uber isn't losing as much money as a year ago, but still is a long way from making a profit. Reuters says Uber was helped by selling some overseas businesses to local competitors. The investment firm that owns Serta Simmons is interested in buying the retail chain mattress firm. The New York Post says Advent International is seeking to keep the financially troubled chain from filing for bankruptcy protection, though a sale could wind up being part of a bankruptcy plan. Tesla shares closed down 2.5%. 2.5% yesterday. Federal regulators have subpoenaed Tesla over CEO Elon Musk's tweet saying he secured funding to take the company private. Best Buy is purchasing Great Call. It's a company that provides emergency services to the elderly. The Dow was down 137 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 96. S&P down 21. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back Congressman Peter King and gets an update on the effort to stop the violence from the notorious and brutal MS-13 gang on Long Island. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 7:26 right there. Joe Borelli is going to join us momentarily. I did want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, you want to go to Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella has those 0% APR financing offers up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service at Route 22 Toyota. So you got 5 minutes, all right? I'll give you the 735 because I'm like Mr. Generosity over here. All right, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Just say, hey, I heard you on Piscopo. And now I want my free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, like right now, okay? 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But you got to check out the brand-new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
I think it's Joe Borelli. Joe, I know. Welcome back to the show, Joey. I know that you do a lot of chores around the house, but you do them on your own because you're a fine husband that you are, yes?
Yes, but now I'm outside looking at my neighbor, and he seems to be doing some sort of smelting project. And I just think, what a better husband and father he must be. It's 7:30 in the morning. He's got an iron work going. You probably can hear it. There's drills and saws. My wife can barely get me to buy some epoxy to fix something in the shower. I mean, you can't even imagine how long I've been delaying.
Don't you love people do that? They can go to Home Depot. They know where to go, what aisle to go to, and then they create something. Now you have smelting next door. You are the best, Joe. I swear to God. How's the tomatoes growing in the property? Good? They're coming along good?
The tomatoes came out very good. We have our San Marzanos coming in very strong.
He's like a 90-year-old Italian guy, this guy. I swear to God.
Well, you know, it's important. You want to use the freshest ingredients with your sauce. You're not just going to grow something for the last 3 months and have something garbage. You want to grow a special plant, a special tomato that you can't necessarily get fresh in this area.
You're right. Hey, and the baby's okay, Joe?
Baby's doing well. He's sleeping. I've been up for the past 2 hours, but other than that, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, you're the guy that gets up and says, "I got it," right? You say to your wife, "I got it," right? You think, God bless you for that. But how old's the baby now? How old's the baby now?
He's 2 months. He's 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
2 months in a couple of days.
Joey, you're the best, man. We love you for that, Joe. So I couldn't wait to get you on the air, 7:30 with Joe Borelli and Piscopo on AM 970 The Answer. By the way, Joe is on and in for Kevin McCullough today at 5 o'clock. And Joe, you're great at this radio thing, man, I'm telling you. And so we appreciate you coming in, especially being up all night with the baby, So what the Governor Cuomo's remarks? I mean, really, Joe, give us your thoughts, please. Yeah.
I mean, there's a level of political gaffe, There's sort of insulting the home baseball team at one level. Then at a whole nother level, they're telling everyone that America stinks. I mean, it doesn't actually get as bad as this. Man, you even heard the crowd when he said this. He's
exactly.
In front of a liberal, progressive home crowd. People, I can tell you from experience, these are people at his press conferences that they handpick, they select. These are people who support the governor, and they gasp.
Yeah.
And they were shocked to hear the guy say America was not that great. It's absurd. This is like saying as a politician you hate babies you want to drown kittens in a puddle.
Yeah.
It's appalling on so many levels.
Well, is he pandering to the Democratic Party, do you think? Is that what that was?
No, and that's the interesting thing. Cynthia Nixon hit him on this, and she hit him correctly. She said, "This is a guy struggling to figure out what a progressive soundbite is," because that's been his criticism. She's the person who, for better or worse, is a genuine, bona fide progressive liberal.
Yeah.
And you see Cuomo just trying to struggle to come up with how to sound new and hip and progressive and attract the voters that you see in Williamsburg and Brooklyn, et cetera. And he can't. And this is the best he comes up with. Hey, America stinks, everyone. And it just went over like a dead fish.
I know. And he never apologized, Joe Borelli.
No, as a matter of fact, he actually hit back on the Mark Molinaro's spokesperson, who correctly, when your opponent gives you a gift, you open the package. So Mark Molinaro's spokesperson did some, jabbing at this comment, and he had his staff attack her. It's a new low for Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo has actually been making gaffes, in the past. He is someone who I wish journalists would describe as gaffe-prone. He yelled at a reporter, Zach Fink, a few weeks ago. He basically blamed women essentially for sexual harassment. So he is prone to these sort of things, and I wish the media would treat him more like Uncle Joe Biden and less like this, great lion on a pedestal, a political operator, governor that he likes to imagine himself.
Yeah. Joe Borelli with Piscopo in the morning. Joe, I want to ask you about this corrections officer attacked at Rikers Island. That was pretty serious. Why is Rikers so out of control, do you think?
Rikers is out of control because they've removed any sense of discipline from the inmates. I mean, we had a case a couple of weeks ago in a different jail. There's like 10 or so jails on Rikers Island, but in an adjacent jail from this incident where the correction officers were simply not allowed to lock in the inmates at night. I mean, if you think of every movie you've seen about jail, right? At the end of the day, the inmates go into their cells and they go to bed. that's sort of like, you know, rule number one of jail, right? And in this particular jail, the Department of Corrections wasn't even allowing them to do that, or allowing them to use force, rather, to put the prisoners in the jail should they not comply. So you had this jail where you had the lights on 24/7 because inmates were just running around, literally running the asylum. So it's not a surprise that, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later, you have some sort of a stabbing. And in this case, it's peculiar because the first words out of the Department of Corrections spokesperson's mouth was, this was not a slashing, as though they're more concerned with the statistics against slashing and the idea that maybe another knife or scalpel or something got in the prison, rather than be concerned about the real issue, which is that correction officers, who are the good guys, sometimes you have to remind them, correction officers are being beaten, stabbed, punched, kicked, and bruised.
Yeah, Joe Borelli, right on the money there. Hey, Joe, so the mayor released this jail plan yesterday. What do you think of this jail plan? And where is Mayor de Blasio going to put these jails?
Well, the hyper-local answer, I love it. We fought against the jail for Staten Island. Staten Island has about 3%, sometimes less, than the population on Rikers Island. It would have been a boondoggle to invest, you know, multiple, $100 or so billion to build a jail on Staten Island. They're not doing that, which is a good thing. That said, you know, you're running into the problem now where we have this progressive, you know, idea where we're going to close Rikers and somehow it's going to solve all the problems. And now we're seeing the problem play out as to where are we going to put it. There doesn't seem to be a lot of pushback from this idea to develop the Manhattan detention facility and make it larger. But there is pushback from some parts of the Bronx who rightfully say, our neighborhood started to come back. We finally started to alleviate ourselves from some of the problems the Bronx has been associated with. Why in God's good name would we want Mayor de Blasio to put a jail here in the middle of it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I certainly sympathize with parts of the city that don't want this. It was never a good solution to a real problem. There's a real problem with Rikers Island. There's tons of problems with Rikers Island. Making up a solution that if we just move it somewhere else and make it smaller, it'll be better, it's just not the reality.
Yeah, Joe, before we let you go, and don't forget, Joe's on 5 o'clock today right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And tomorrow.
Look at that, 2 days, man, 2 for the price of 1. We love it. We're sitting in for Kevin McCullough. You represent Staten Island, Joe Borelli, which is one of the many communities that has a problem with opioid abuse. Yeah, and yesterday we learned that last year there were 72,000 drug overdose deaths. Is there anything that could be done to handle this? Joey, where are we going with this, man?
This is a problem where money needs to be thrown at it. And I say that as a conservative. I say that almost with pride, almost as a conservative, because the number of inpatient beds does not meet the need for people who have addiction problems. It doesn't meet the need for people who want to be in an inpatient program. So there is a larger need than there is seats available. However, we also have to be cognizant that we have to stop the spigot of drugs from coming across the border. Nearly all of the heroin, nearly all of the fentanyl, which is the deadliest chemical, which gets mixed with heroin that usually ends up killing people, all of it comes from Mexico. We do not make fentanyl. It comes from either China. It's produced in either China or it's produced in Mexico, but it comes across our southern border. So the best thing we can do locally is build more beds and fund more inpatient programs. The best thing we can do as a country is stop these particular chemicals from coming across the border.
Joe Borelli, 5 o'clock today on AM 970, The Answer, and tomorrow. Joe, always appreciate it. God bless, my friend. Try to rest before you come in. You're going to get a chance to come.
I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Joe. Thank you so much. Always Councilman Joe Borelli, Minority Whip of the New York City Council. Very bright young man in the future, I think, of the Republican Party in the great state of New York. 7:38 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Speaking of bright futures in media, Mr. Frank Morano is with us. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house. He has the headline news in for Al Gattulo this morning right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
78 degrees at 7:38. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Timothy Cardinal Dolan calls the new report alleging sexual abuse by hundreds of priests in Pennsylvania nauseating, painful, and humiliating. The extensive report from a 2-year grand jury accuses the church of covering the abuse up. Cardinal Dolan says This is a blow to the integrity of the church. He now wants the church to focus on helping the victims. According to the report, roughly 1,000 children were abused. President Trump's former chief strategist is announcing a pro-Trump documentary that will be released before the midterm elections. Steve Bannon told Politico he's going to release the documentary titled Trump at War next month. Politico reporting the documentary portrays Trump as a hero and his critics as villains. In sports, the Rays held the Yankees to 5 hits to grab a 6-1 win at Yankee Stadium. Yankees manager Aaron Boone gave struggling rookie Gleyber Torres the night off last night. A 9-run sixth inning led the Mets to a 16-5 whitewashing of the Orioles in Baltimore, including Kevin Plawecki's first career Grand Slam. And in the big news in sports, the Staten Island Little League team from Mid-Island says it's ready for its first World Series matchup today against Iowa in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Sports is sponsored by Modell Sporting Goods. You gotta go to Mo's. If you're stuck in traffic, W. Hames got the answer.
Yeah, good luck to our guys from Staten Island. Let's see what's happening right now. Frank, we're going to go to 84 westbound, slowing down, heading right out toward the area of 684. It's an accident in the right lane. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you this morning as you head over to 280 west, getting out toward the area of exit 16, out through Harrison and in toward Newark. Watch for delays at the inbound Holland of 30, Lincoln 20, GWB moving along smoothly at this point. No major problems there. We're still seeing some pockets of volume on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. A disabled car in the way on the Grand Central Parkway West at Francis Lewis Boulevard. Watch out for an accident on the shoulder. New Jersey Transit, 2 canceled trains this morning. Subways are running on or close to schedule. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today. High of almost 93. Thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. High of 89. Mostly cloudy Saturday. High of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Dino Costa. In New York, the sports world never sleeps, so make sure you join me tonight for another edition of Sports Overnight. It's the quintessential New York sports talk radio show. It's from midnight to 3 a.m., and it's only here on AM 970, The Answer.
Ion Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep, nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today, 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
And you can dance. For inspiration.
No, we can't put her on.
Come on.
You know what? She's moved to Portugal. Madonna's moved to Portugal? Huh?
Correct. That is correct. Yes.
Now, what is that? Why? Because Donald Trump's president, is that right? You know,
we're still waiting for the other celebrities who said they were going to move.
Like Cher going to Jupiter?
At least she actually followed through on her word.
Yeah, but why? I mean, she's going now. I think we're going to talk to Neil. We're doing Neil Cavuto in about an hour. About an hour, is that right, guys? Yeah, about
correct.
About an hour. We're going to go to Fox Business, and we're going to feed Fox Business live in the studio now. Always proud to do that. Neil is in for Maria Bartiromo, my dear friend. And Maria, they work hard there, Frankie Five Boroughs. You ever, those broadcasters on the news networks, particularly Neil, does the noon to 2, then he does the 4 o'clock. Now he's sitting in for Maria, which is great. And Maria, the Sunday morning, the Future show, she did 24/7.
It's quite a workload.
And every time
sure.
I want to whine and complain and say I hear meow, cats in the morning when I when I try to sleep at night or wherever, or I got to drive from Jersey, I got to keep my mouth shut because these folks work hard. So we're proud to be with Mr. Cavuto on Maria Bartiromo's show, and that's in about an hour. So, but you see what I have to do. You know, we're not on TV. I say we have a monitor here. I do carry makeup with me, some makeup with me to put on because God forbid I have a face that really just goes right on television without a problem. You gotta,
wow.
You always should.
Well, look,
you should always
you look
put
great.
Me. Oh, you're very, very.
You're a
kind.
Movie star. Well,
no, I need surgery, but that's okay.
Oh,
no, but some you know. Little tuck here and there. I keep threatening. One day I will do that. It's with the makeup. You see, when I was doing Grease on Broadway 100 years ago, and really about 20 years ago, I did Grease on Broadway. I told you this before, and I said, "Oh, where's makeup when we're on the road? You're on the Broadway, the North American tour of the Broadway show, and where's makeup? You carry it with you. And the greatest talent in the world is on the Great White Way. The greatest talent are the live performers that do 8 shows a week, man. The musicians in the pit, the actors on the stage, the technicians. That is the toughest part of show business, I'm telling you. Even when I go to Vegas, that's the toughest thing to do is a live show like that. They, the great Broadway talent, carry their own makeup. And if it's good enough for them, Frankie Five Boroughs, huh?
Good enough for you.
I'm telling you, baby. Yeah. So put it, it may look a little askew.
No, you look great.
Mascara maybe smeared across my face. You don't want to miss it. Fox Business with Mr. Cavuto on Maria's show. And you could watch us live from the studio. Let me go to Ishmael. Ishmael, how are you? Welcome. And what is on your mind this morning?
Just a second. I'm gonna put this off. I just love your show, man.
Oh, thank you.
Especially Debbie with her happy laughing.
You know what? Thank you for saying that, Ishmael. Thank you very much. Yes, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, if I get to the point, and of course it's Mayor Cuomo's statement, which was basically a foot in his mouth, but that same foot was also, and you were talking about it earlier, about the greatest generation. All of those people, your dad included, that's what makes America. Here's why America is great.
Yeah.
And also, if I may make just one other comment.
Sure.
When the president says, make America great again, I think he should add right away, and keep it great, because it's the likes of Mayor Cuomo that would try not to keep it great.
You're right.
I just thought I'd mention
You're
that.
Very, very, okay? very kind. Sir, thank you for your kind words, Ishmael, and God bless you. And talk about Governor Cuomo and him saying America was never great. That is a slap in the face of the greatest generation. Slap in the face. And that greatest generation, what they went through, they saved the world. And you could tell somebody from the greatest generation, like my mom, Mom, what you've done, how you came, your family came from Italy, you went to Newark, one of 10, no one associated with organized crime, no entitlement program, no nothing from the government except really harassment and prejudice. No, and they never complained. That's what I think the president's talking about when he says we can make America great again, man. And when you say it was never great, oh my Lord, what a slap in the face to that great generation. Let me go to my friend Neil in Staten Island. Good morning, Neil. What's on your mind this morning, man?
Good morning, Joe. I just want to say I have to disagree with Frank about the priest being celibate, taking that away. Celibacy has nothing to do with a man taking advantage of a child. Whether it's a priest, a rabbi, a teacher, a politician, it's an abhorrent thing. And as for the statute of limitations running out, that might be true. But that doesn't mean they have to be protected by the church or by a school system or by the rabbinical system. They should be thrown out on their butts And that should be the punishment immediately, forgetting about the statute of limitations or putting them in prison.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. No. Well, the fact of the matter is, maybe if they didn't have to be celibate and that wouldn't draw certain people into the priesthood, I think the argument that Frank put forth, it may be something to consider. But there's no excuse. I'm not making excuses for anybody. Also, why, Frankie Fibros, I don't know the answer to this. This is a rhetorical question to you. Why are priests asked to be celibate? And that went back centuries ago. You know the reason.
Well, because they didn't want, the Catholic Church didn't want to pay for the insurance and the health benefits of the priest's wife and children, because it's an expensive proposition if you're providing for the housing allowance and, you know, living expenses a whole family.
And then and they didn't want the inheritance. If a priest had money from a family, that inheritance would have gone to the children of the priest, where they're in, and went to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, there are a handful, and when I say a handful, it may only be one, but he's here in New York. There's at least one Catholic priest that is married, because he started as an Episcopal priest, was married, and then converted to Catholicism. And still kept his wife, but he maintains his vow of celibacy. But
What?
Yeah, so there's...
So he's married, but he's celibate? That's a happy marriage.
I mean, that's what's so insane. I mean, look at this. I mean, like, a guy really wants to devote his life to the Catholic Church, and
put on more makeup.
He has to not have sex with his wife.
Okay, let's leave it. Let me go real quick. Let me go to Mike in Erster Bay. Mike, good morning. What are you thinking this morning?
Hey, I'm thinking about Governor Cuomo. He is not my governor. This country was great the minute the Declaration of Independence was signed.
There you go.
It turned over power. It gave people inalienable rights from the God, not from a sovereign nation or an individual or the government. And that's why this country has remained great. The people confuse greatness and perfection. I guess it's from the public education.
Yeah.
We're not a perfect nation. We want to become more perfect, but we've been great since 1776.
Amen.
As far as I'm concerned, we've made mistakes.
Amen.
Nerve. He's his family from his father. They made money off the backs of taxpayers, families who gave up their sons' lives and daughters' lives in war to protect this country. That money comes from them. And he has the nerve to say that we're not a great country?
Yeah.
He's not my governor. I'm sorry.
Amen.
He's not my governor.
Mike, well said. Thank you so much. 751-877-2999. I'm still looking at the clock here. I'm so sorry. It's 751, and I know I got to go to Debbie. And we're on the clock, and I want to give you time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ishmael said, you have such a lovely, lovely voice, and you even make traffic sound good, Debbie Duane.
I'm trying, you know. I mean, it's, you know, luckily the summertime, it's, you know, not as bad out there.
Yeah, this is good. But Debbie, always make it sound good. And 877-970-2999. Every time I think of you, I get flustered. Deb, what am I going to tell you?
I don't think so, Joe. You're calm, cool, and collected.
No,
you
baby.
Are cool.
Not around you, baby. I'll tell you what.
I wish I had that power. You kidding me?
Ooh, but you do. Traffic-wise.
I'll tell you what's happening.
Thanks, Deb.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. It looks like on the Northeast Corridor of New Jersey Transit, a couple of canceled trains this morning. That's all due to the positive train control that's still going on. Subways are back on or close to schedule. Over at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, you're moving slowly. It's 495 eastbound, getting out toward the area of Pleasant Ave, getting in toward Weehawken. A disabled tractor trailer on the way in toward the Lincoln. That's still about 25 minutes in at the Lincoln. Holland 30, GWB is the top choice right now. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to 78 westbound, slowing down by the Garden State Parkway. And we're still seeing slowdowns as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge is moving slowly as you head into Queens. That's a stalled car to deal with as well. Eastbound Belt, Coney Island Ave, an accident. And the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, that's a disabled vehicle. Two lanes remain blocked over there. Southbound Thruway, slowing down just a bit, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio, 753 on AM 970, The Answer. Love telling you about ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/report. It's hard to find qualified candidates for your job. You know, if you're hiring, it's tough, right? I know. It takes a long time. There's so many applicants. Who can you trust? You don't have a background check. Hiring is a challenge, but there is one place you can go to where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/report. Hiring used to be very, very tough. Multiple job sites. You know that, right? Stacks of resumes. Confusing review process. It could be so much easier if you just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Piscopo. And I know we got a lot of businesses listening, a lot of smart businesses there that want to save money. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/report, and you'll get your money's worth when you're looking for somebody to fill that job. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one. You don't know, you don't want to do that. You can't do that, right? ZipRecruiter will analyze each one for you and spotlight the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And with results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. We're proud to have ZipRecruiter on the Piscopo Show, and I'm proud to tell you about it. ZipRecruiter.com/report. ZipRecruiter.com/report. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And a happy Thursday to you. Yes, I'm off for the next couple of days, but I am still taking my Calitrin. Even though I'm relaxing, I'm having a couple of beers, I'm having some good food, but have you ordered your 90-day supply of Calitrin yet? Go to TopLoss.com right now. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website will answer all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel fantastic. There's no drugs, there's no stimulants, all natural. So simple to use. You take it before bedtime, and it works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off when you go onto the site, toploss.com. Have questions? Don't want to go on the website? Give them a call right now. Calitrin, 1-800-325-4366. The operators will answer all of your questions, and use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off your first order. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Bits and Pieces, Bass Slide. Oh, love that song. Joe Lumberg! How you doing, Joey? How you doing this morning, my friend?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I got into that that sun yesterday. I said I need my vitamin D, man, and I was thinking about you. It was very, very nice. But, boy, it was wet. You know, you could just feel the humidity in the air because of it. How are we doing today, Joe?
Today's going to be just like yesterday. Temperatures are going to be 90+, and it's going to feel like it's about 95 to 100 this afternoon. So you got to take it easy if you're going to be out. But, yeah, it's just a nice summer day. Not quite that warm tomorrow, 88, and eventually there's going to be a shower and thunderstorm, especially during the afternoon hours.
Over the weekend, we're looking good?
Shower and thunderstorm, I think, still in the area. Saturday should be partly sunny and dry on Sunday, and cooler, too.
And look at you. Take it easy. What, like 70 miles, you mean, Joe Lumberg?
Only 50 yesterday. Only 50.
Take it easy. Look at you, man. Oh, and I got in the pool. I did the laps yesterday.
There you go.
I know, but and I didn't have the
heat. Did you have those earbuds?
No, I didn't have the earbuds in, but I thought of you, and I said, It drives me crazy. I get so bored when I love your mindset. I had to tell you that. I wanted to remind myself to tell you I appreciate your mindset because it takes a lot of mental strength when you're doing that many miles without a headphone in or anything. Joey.
Doing laps in a pool can be very boring.
It is. Joey, well, thank you.
Let's be honest.
You know, it's excruciating. But it's good for us, Joe, right?
Yes,
we'll
it
keep
is.
Doing
Keeps
it.
Keeps us young.
That's it, Joey. Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there, our marathon man, meteorologist. Looks like you got a nice hot day today. So just stay hydrated, please. Stay hydrated, all right? Mark Molinaro is going to join us in the next hour. Michael Goodwin's with us. And Neil Cavuto in for Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business coming up as well. Coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
77 degrees at 7:59. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Council Speaker Cory Johnson and several other council members are demanding the New York State Senate reauthorize legislation to use speed cameras in the city. Speaker Johnson says this is especially important now because children will be going back to school in a few weeks. And Beatles fans and some politicians are demanding John Lennon's killer remain behind bars. They rallied yesterday in Central Park, not far from where the famous singer was murdered back in 1980. They are calling on a New York State parole board to deny the release of Mark David Chapman when he's up for parole next week. Chapman has spent nearly four decades behind bars for killing Lennon and has been denied parole numerous times in the past. You now know what's going on. I'm Frank Moreno on AM 970. The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.